How do you stay up to date on your current events? Surely it's an important part of your day. According to the Pew Research Center, more than 85% of adults get their news from either websites, apps, or social media. How might this affect the ways in which they see the world and form their opinions? Certainly, there are advantages to getting news digitally. The most obvious would be convenience. Nearly everyone has a smartphone in their pocket right now. The next might be cost. Much of news is read online for free. Even news outlets with paid subscriptions like the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times offer a few of their articles to the internet public free of charge. Who would pay to carry a newspaper around when they could keep everything they need in a small device? However, there are some disadvantages to online news consumption that may lead to more harmful effects on the population. The internet is open source and unregulated, meaning that literally anyone, regardless of whether or not they are qualified or correct, can spread their opinions and information. Let's see what others have to say about the rise of fake news.
Well, Nick, it seems to me that we live in an age in which never before in human history has more information been available to more people, and that's a great thing. But it's also true that never before in human history has more bad information been available to more people. And so I think people hear things throughout the day, particularly in this politically charged moment that we live in, and wonder at the end of the day how much of that was right.
Especially in an era where information is so easily spread, fake news has been a rising threat to journalism in our society. The internet also creates echo chambers for its media consumers. An echo chamber describes a situation in which beliefs are amplified or reinforced by communication and repetition inside a closed system. Although the sheer size of the internet seems endless, search engines use algorithms to populate search results with information it thinks the researcher wants to see.
Social media is creating a new kind of political divide. And when you unfriend someone over a political argument, you're making that divide even deeper. I'll explain. This is your real-life social circle. Family, friends, classmates, coworkers. Many of these people are likely from a similar background as you and have a similar worldview. But your social news feed takes that to a new level. Facebook's algorithm promotes the types of posts that you like and share, and it hides away posts that put you off or that you don't interact with. This means you're unwittingly surrounding yourself with more people and news sites that just confirm your pre-existing views. This is called an echo chamber. It means you're only seeing ideas from people and media outlets who agree with you.
The internet is affordable, convenient, but also potentially dangerous. I advise us to find a balance and diversify how we receive our news. And as consumers, we should always be conscious of the potential bias and shortcomings that a lot of our news media seems to succumb to.